You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, let the camera roll.
Today we have Almighty J. It's hard for, you know, saying to say not YBN Almighty J, because yeah. Like, you know, I went with the all YBN Almighty J for a very long time.
Yeah, we did.
And then you just cut off the whole shebang.
Yeah.
You in Houston right now.
Uh-huh.
How you been doing? You have a big ass chain on your neck, huh?
Yeah, man.
You living?
Yeah, trying day by day.
Oh. You have a new song that just dropped?
I ain't drop a song since like last year, but I got this song with Polo. That's the next song I'm gonna put out. It's called Bottle Girls with Polo G. So it's gonna drop probably like a month or two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And with you and Polo G, how'd y'all hook up?
Through Instagram. Well, no, I lied. Take that back. I met Polo. We was playing, it's this gym in LA. This basketball trainer named Eddie. He owned a gym, and like he shut it down one day for like some private, like a private event.
What is it, Athletic Society?
I don't know the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But Polo had pulled up, and I had met him there. That's how I first had met him.
Oh, and then y'all just linked up?
Yeah.
What other songs and stuff are you working on for your album?
Shit, there's a lot of stuff. I just had to wait and see.
When is the album dropping from you?
I'm independent now, so I could really put like an album out tomorrow if I wanted to. But like, I just be waiting till like the timing. I feel like the timing is right. Like when everything's set up right. So probably like towards the end of this year, for sure.
When are you gonna think you're gonna sign another deal?
I ain't been looking to sign no deal.
What happened with you and Rap-A-Lot? I thought you were signed to Rap-A-Lot.
No, I'm still Rap-A-Lot. I'm talking about like a major deal. Like I was under Atlantic. I got out my deal with Atlantic.
Why'd you get out your deal with Atlantic?
I ain't like it. I really didn't like it for real. Yeah. Like, and it wasn't like nothing personally with Atlantic. It was just like some behind the scenes stuff with them. And I was like, yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 22. I'd be 23 in August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're such a baby. You know, last time I saw you, you were at the, what is it? I'm trying to think where I seen you.
Oh, was in Atlanta. Was it Atlanta?
No, I saw you. The last time I saw you was at, what is that thing called? Downtown in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Where was we at?
I don't know. It was some concert or something.
Rolling Loud?
No, it wasn't Rolling Loud. It's something else. What's happening with you and Amir?
That's my boy.
Are you guys figured out your whole beef situation, and are y'all solid now again?
It was never really like no beef for real. It was just like a misunderstanding, you know?
Well, I seen that the fight happened, whatever, before between some other dudes or whatever. Then he said that you owed him $10,000 and the whole situation with that.
Yeah, and then, something like that.
And then afterwards, then how do you guys link back up?
He had reached out to me, actually. He was just like, you know, like we friends at the end of the day, like we brothers, like we started this shit together. So like, he ain't finna be on a beef shit. So we just let it go.
Yeah. So when are we going to get a collab again? Like, when's YBN going to ever come back? Is YBN ever going to come back?
YBN itself ain't never like go nowhere. Like YBN is still a thing. Young boss niggas.
Okay.
Yeah. YBN Almighty J is like not a thing. But YBN is still a thing though.
Oh, but when are all three of you guys gonna like come back?
Like come back as far as like
a
together?
Group. Yeah.
A group. I got my own label now. That's N2L. It mean nothing to lose. So I have my own label. So to be honest, I just can't see like YBN, like that collective us three like ever coming back.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, like people get older and grow. Like we started that, well, like we got together when we was kids, you know, like we wasn't even established ourselves as like young men yet. So you know, like everything ain't meant to be like from some kid shit. Like when you growing up, like you just a lot of stuff, like you just I don't know. I don't even know how to put it, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that song, like when y'all first came out, y'all were so swaggy and hot and stuff, and all the youngins and shit was like, oh, feeling it. I remember my son Justice is actually the one who put me on to you guys, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then that's around the time when you started dating China and everything else.
Yeah.
How are you in China doing? Do you ever talk to her anymore?
I ain't talked to China in probably like almost a year for real. But we cool like friends for real.
And for that relationship, do you ever miss it?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
Why?
I mean, like, it ain't nothing bad. Like, I don't miss no relationship I was in for real.
Not even Dream Doll or nothing?
Nah.
Who is the best girlfriend that you ever had?
I don't think I ever really had a girlfriend for real.
Oh, so you're denouncing like, Dream Doll and China. So yeah, goddamn, huh?
Like ain't he like that. Like, it's just like I feel like we was friends, like for real. Like now that I'm old enough to understand like the relationship shit we had, like it wasn't really no girlfriend shit with me.
Well, you're sexually active with both of them. So, I mean, clearly there's some type of relationship there when you're banging each other.
I ain't never had sex with either one.
Oh, you're sick in your head now. Now you're sitting here lying like a mug. Lord have mercy. Yeah, okay.
I never had sex with either one.
Yeah, sure. Okay, you know what? Here's what we're going to do, Almighty Jay. We're going to Almighty tell the truth, okay? You just, but you don't want to, I guess, well, you and Dream Doll ended really horrible. I mean,
nah, hell.
Yes, you did.
Why you say that?
Because she had gave interviews and she like, you know, said that you did like mean things to her and that type of stuff. And it was very like a bad situation. So.
Nah, hell nah.
Nah. What happened? Nothing?
Yeah, like we just ended. That's it.
And do you ever see Dream Doll?
Do I see her? Like talk to her and stuff?
Yeah.
Nah. Mm-mm.
So you just say forget everybody, huh?
Nah, not really. Like, I don't got no bad blood with nobody. Like, if I was to like bump into them in person or like see them somewhere or something, like it wouldn't be like no issue. Like, I'll speak, you speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it cordial and keep it moving. But like as far as just like trying to like rekindle things, no.
Mm. How do you feel about Blac Chyna going through this whole revenge porn case and Rob putting out news on her and stuff? Like, how do you feel about that?
Shit, I don't know. Shit, ain't my business.
But before, I thought you guys were like still friends and things like that.
Yeah, nah, we still friends, but shit, I ain't getting her business. Shit, that ain't my business.
What's your business? Who are you dating now?
Shit, myself. Shit,
that's it.
Yeah, I ain't got no girlfriend.
Why? You're 22 years old. You're balling. You got the big chains on and stuff. You're in Houston. Yeah. It's not going crazy out there?
I mean, I stay in the house for real. I don't know. I don't be outside. I got a bored personality now.
Why? Because you said the gangster life isn't for you?
No, I would never know gangster.
Oh, okay. You are more a square type of dude?
No, I ain't no square, but I wouldn't definitely not know gangster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you been in New York ever since you had an incident in New York when it got wild for you?
Yeah, I went to New York. That incident happened when? March 2019?
I guess so. I don't know.
I had went to New York in 2020. I shot this music video. Shout out to my dentist. I shot that in New York. So like a year after that, I had went back and shot a music video.
And did you come back in a whole different way as far as security and everything?
Nah, hell no. I went with. Shit, me, Lil Jay, and Byron. I went with like two people. Both of my managers, my road manager and my day-to-day manager.
Oh, so you don't ever have any like fearful times as far as if you go to New York or anything, you're not ever worried about a situation occurring again?
Hell no. Nah. What am I supposed to be worried about?
I mean, well, you went through a bad situation in New York, so.
Yeah, I mean, it went bad, like on my, like it went really bad, shit. It happened to the best of you, shit. That can happen to anybody. Like somebody from New York can come to Houston. That can happen to them out here. Like, see what I'm saying? Like, it happened to anybody, anywhere. Shit, it can happen to LA. It can happen anywhere. So, I just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as how I move and shit, I used to, like, move around, like, loose. I was a kid. Like, you know, like, that shit happened when I was a kid. Like, I was, what, 19, 20?
I mean, you're still technically, you're like borderline see, kid. You're like, you know
right
what
now,
saying?
I'm saying, like right now, the Raquel, like, how I think now, like, I got a whole, like, different way of thinking, like, when I be outside and shit, like, it's just a whole different way of thinking.
What's your way of thinking now?
Shit, like, I gotta make it home. So I gotta do whatever I gotta do to make it home.
How's your son doing?
He good. My son's bad, actually. Yeah.
Are you and Daylen, are you guys good to have a good co-parenting relationship?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
When is he's you just come back and forth from LA to see him?
Yeah, he'll come out here. I go out there and get him.
How old is he now?
He turned 4 this year.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. It's already been 4 years.
Yeah.
He's so cute. He's your little twin.
Mm-hmm. He's bad.
Why is he bad?
Oh, no. He just remind me of, like, me. But, like, we don't really, like, discipline him. I can't see myself disciplining my son, like, for real. Like, as far as, like, I don't know.
You don't believe in ass whippings ever?
Like, yeah, like, I know I used to hate getting whoopings when I was a kid, so I would never whip my kid.
Oh, so when he cuts up, what's your parenting techniques? Like, you know, you being a young father, what advice do you have to do when kids are cutting up?
I mean, like, he know, like, if I give him, like, a certain look, like, stop, bro. Like, he gonna stop and, like, chill out. But, like, for some reason, like, when he be with his mama, like, she can't tell him shit. He do whatever he wanna do.
Mm. So he just cuts up on a regular basis, huh?
Yeah, like, he's smart. Like, he know when he could do it, and then he know when, like, all right, I better stop.
Are you having any more kids?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
But you say that you don't use condoms, so then how do you know if you're not having any more kids?
Shit. I know God got my back, you know what I'm saying? So, shit.
God has nothing to do with nut.
Yeah, he do.
No, it's not true. If you sitting here hitting people raw, and you sitting here loose goose still, have you decided? Because last time you said you walk by sight, you don't use condoms. So have we switched up and now put on some condoms?
Nah, hell no. I'm still the same nigga with no condom. Sure.
Oh well. Okay. So why Almighty J 2 coming up soon?
Nah, I ain't having no kid. No, not another kid though.
But. Why though? And what's wrong with condoms in all honesty though?
I'm just saying, like, God ain't make condoms. Like, you don't hear nothing in the Bible, you know what I'm saying, where they talking about protected sex with condoms and shit. That's some shit I ain't, yeah.
Okay, so God didn't make condoms, right?
Oh no.
Okay, but just because God didn't make condoms, that doesn't mean that you don't wear them. I mean, also, there's diseases called AIDS, called hepatitis.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
herpes.
That's what I'm saying.
Gonorrhea.
Me and God got a shout out to God. Me and God got like a different type of relationship. Like, well, he ain't gonna let nothing like that happen to me.
Oh, so listen, don't you put that on God if your dick comes up short and you come up with the tricky bumps and stuff, okay? Because you're the one walking around here loosey goose. And so don't you sit here and have a conversation and be like, okay, it's, you know,
this God's thing, though, like. I just don't have sex with anybody. Like, it ain't like I'm just, oh, let me hit this girl raw. Oh, I just seen her somewhere. Let me hear her raw. Like, I'm saying, I get to know people a little bit, you know what I'm saying, before I have sex with them. It ain't like I'm just going outside, grabbing a lady, walking down the sidewalk, like, here, let's have raw sex real quick. Like, no, it ain't nothing like that.
But that doesn't mean nothing. Just, there's no like, AIDS doesn't have a certain look to it. You can't sit there and say like, oh, you know, she bad and she may not be out here. A girl tell you she knocking down 2 people, she probably done knocked down 20.
Yeah, that's facts. Now, you ain't lying.
And you thinking all of a sudden then you pop up in it and you know what I'm saying, you going Mr. Raw, and then you come out, a, you know, your meat's cut like sushi with all kind of bumps around. Like, I just
know God got a way of favoring people. And I know I'm in God favors for sure.
I believe you're in God favored. I will tell you that. 100%. I do agree with you that, you know, as far as being blessed, because look at your success. But right. I will tell you that you better put some man on when you sitting there hitting these girls. I will give you that advice because you don't want to come up short. You're only 22 years old.
Yeah.
And
I ain't gonna lie. I respect what you said. I definitely consider it, but I just can't see it happening no time soon for you.
Then maybe you should get one girl. maybe you should decide to get one girlfriend and then get her tested. So at least before you start knocking hoes down, right, maybe you should get them tested. Because it's not fun at all, I see, for sure, if you are sitting here and then you have to bring out your meat and it comes with a bumpy road on it.
Yeah.
You'll be sick.
Sure. Yeah, nah, most definitely.
So you dated a fair of different, like I said, celebrity girls that you're not claiming that you dated anymore, which is awkward, you know. I guess
I'm not like disclaiming nobody, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know people.
It is disclaiming.
It's a thing, like I don't know people like where they at in life right now, you know. So I'm not trying to like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be like, why this nigga talking about me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to.
Well, it doesn't matter if they know that you had a past with them. I'm sure it's just how it goes. And you can't say for China, because I seen you with my own eyes. You guys are holding hands and shit, you know? So you're definitely dating her. I don't know what you call it, but, you know, China was, y'all were locked in, holding hands, walking around, you know what I'm saying?
I hold hands with a lot of bitches I ain't dating though.
Oh, shit.
Sure.
I mean, kind of. I believe it.
Yeah, sure.
Because you never had a girlfriend in your life.
I ain't gonna say that. Like, I definitely had a girlfriend, but like probably like 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Mm.
Like high school.
High school. Okay. Well, at least you're claiming the high school one. Shout out to her. Yeah. She must have been special.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Shit. Secure, like all the way secure. I mean, like not. I don't know. I want to be like an actress. I really want to be an actress. I want to start getting into like films and movies and shit.
And
I got a personality.
Who do you want to work with?
Shit, I really want to be like a Tyler Perry movie.
Mm.
Gotta go Tyler Perry for the movies.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
And what are you doing to pursue your acting career?
Shit, being me.
What is you? Because right now you're not doing a good job of acting because you just got done lying to me about everybody you dated and you couldn't even keep a straight face, so...
I wouldn't lie.
You let's think, go, you know, say your acting role is already going bad.
You really think I'll lie to you?
Hell yeah.
Now, what good is that going to do for me to lie to you?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, well, goddamn.
Not lying to you. I would never lie to you.
When you want to, you and, what's his name? The skinny from the 9?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that situation?
That's my homie. Cool as hell.
Oh, okay. You like him?
Yeah, hell yeah.
How do you feel about everything that's happening with the YSL crew in Atlanta?
Free slime.
You said free what?
I said free slime.
Oh yeah, free Young Thug. And are you worried about you as a rapper and saying certain things in your song now, knowing that you can get indicted?
I mean, shit, like, what they gonna indict me on? I don't do shit. Stay in the house.
I mean, anything you rap about, they can now use it against you.
They gotta have a proof though. Shit. I can say I shot 10 niggas. Shit, where the proof at? Got no proof.
They're using lyrics as proof now. That's the thing. So are you gonna start watching what you say as a rapper?
I'm saying, I ain't gonna lie. What I be rapping about and shit, I be rapping about shit I do in GTA. You know, I be playing like GTA RP and shit. I just be rapping about like, niggas, I be shooting the GTA and shit. I don't mean that shit for real.
Oh, so you're more so, you rap fake lyrics then?
Yeah.
Oh.
I be in YBNLS, like shooting niggas and shit, and I get to like rapping that shit. I don't mean that shit for real.
Oh, so, okay. So that's a whole different story.
I'll rap cap. Rap cap.
So you're a rap cap.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ah, okay. So everything that you say is just, not true. Everything that you rap about is just about GTA.
Right. You hit it right on.
Damn. So what are you worried about losing your street cred now that everybody knows that you're a fake rapper?
I mean, I ain't from the streets. I ain't never claimed to be from the streets. So shit. I mean, shit. What can I say?
And where are you from? The suburbs?
Yeah, from the burbs.
Mm. That's good. Yeah, so you rap about...
I don't want to be tied into no street shit. I'm not from the street. I ain't never claimed to be from the street, never want to be from the street.
And so all so then why rap about GTA stuff?
Shit, I mean, shit, it sound cool. Kids like it. But it works, shit.
You said what?
I said it works, shit.
But since it works, though, wouldn't you ever think about rapping about, like, suburb stuff? Like, I like going to eat pizza. I like going to the malls.
Oh, I like, do that shit. I rap about, like, clothes and jewelry and shit. Yeah, I rap about the hell, yeah. Yeah. Rap about a luxury lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ain't heard my music in a long time. I don't make gangster rap music. I don't do that shit. I'm soft as hell. I make R&B shit now. I'm a pussy for real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why are you a pussy for real?
Shit, I don't know. Just make like R&B music and shit now.
R&B doesn't mean you're pussy.
Yeah.
That's not like necessarily like, I think the R&B singers will be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like they may have quick hands, but you on the other hand though, being pussy, like, why do you feel that you're pussy?
Nah, I take that back. I don't feel like I'm pussy. You just me for real.
You said what?
I'm just me for real.
What is you?
Shit, Almighty Jay.
And Almighty Jay, who are you? Give me a description of you. Because right now, my description that we're passing across on my show is you're, don't, you know what I'm saying? You're not with the street stuff. You rap about GTA things.
Right.
You're a fake rapper.
Yes.
And you're low-key pussy for real, but you don't want to be known as pussy. But you're not pussy.
That's it, Raquel. You got it.
Well, goddamn, there you have it.
You got it.
Your manager's gonna be looking at this like, ain't this a bitch?
Yeah, you got it.
Is there a better?
I like this show. I like this show. I could be myself on this show. I like this. I mean,
yeah, listen, you definitely can be yourself. You could open up, you know what I'm saying? You could talk about, what do you want to talk about?
Tell me whatever you want to talk about. You come up with that shit. I like it. I like where you're going with it.
whatever you want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? We talked about you and your loose goose ways, you know, that you're still not walking with condoms. We got that covered. We talked about your past relationships. We stopped claiming everybody.
Right. No, I ain't stopped claiming everybody. I just, no, I'm respectful. I respect people.
You respect people?
Yeah.
Do you ever want to get married?
Honestly, no. I mean, I'm saying no, but like if it happened, it happened. But honestly, no, I'm not trying to get married. Like, that's not in my plan.
Because you're 22 years old, right? Yeah. So then for your plan as far as relationship goals, what is your plan for that?
Just live life and have fun with somebody. Yeah.
I mean, Daylen, what about her? You guys have the kid together. You ready for the white picket fence?
Nah.
No?
Me and Sarah Mama like better off like as friends type shit.
Oh.
Every relationship ain't meant to be. Like, you can't force a relationship with somebody because you got a kid with them, you know?
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, Daylen's really hot, pretty girl. So I'm like, okay, you guys made a beautiful son. So I'm like, you know, at some point, maybe you just want to chill out.
Yeah, I'm chilling. Shit, you see me? I'm in the house. I'm in my game room right now. I'm chilling.
And what does your day consist of? You just play GTA all day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. You're pretty boring.
I told you I'm boring. You don't want to believe me. Uh-uh. Keep trying to say I'm street and I'm boring. I'm boring as hell.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do for fun? Are you into Forex or anything?
I live stream on Twitch.
Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh, and how much money do you make off Twitch?
Decent amount.
Like around, hit me with a number. Because I may want to Twitch once I hear what you make.
It's decent. I hit you up in a DM and say.
I don't want to know a DM. That's not the show. I want to know, I want to know in real life.
I ain't going to disclose like what I'm making. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How much money have you touched in your 22 years, you think?
Like, as like my whole life, how much money I touched?
Yeah.
Probably like 5 million.
5 million?
4 or 5 million, yeah.
Okay, so you touching around $4 or $5 million, right?
Yeah.
For you to be a rapper, you have to keep on making hits.
Right.
And that type of thing. And are you get some from your label?
Invest your money. Or you can keep investing your money.
And what do you invest your money in?
Investor.
Like what? Tell me, what do you own? Properties or what?
Investments. Investments.
Okay. What is it? What investments?
It's just personal investments.
What are personal investments? You're not saying much.
I don't want to say too much. I ain't, yeah, like, you know.
Is it personal investments? Do you own jewelry company? Do you own clothes company? Do you own?
Yeah, all that.
Okay, then which one?
Yeah. Almighty J's vault.
Does Jay Prince ever give you advice?
Yeah. I respect Jay Prince like a father figure. So, you know, like, any advice I get from him, like, listen to it 100%. He been in the same situation as me. Like, he started in the music business, and he's still in the music business, but he started as like an artist, and look what he's doing now. Shit, he got Drake signed to him, biggest artist in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
And you think that Drake is the biggest artist in the world?
One of them, for sure.
Who's the other ones?
Lil Baby. Lil Baby big, for sure. As far as the hip-hop side.
And who's your favorite?
My favorite artist?
Yeah.
Shit. I ain't gonna lie, shit. I like Baby. I like Youngboy. Youngboy hard. Fuck who I be.
Youngboy be in Houston. You ever see him?
Nah, I never seen Youngboy before.
Really? You haven't tried to ever work with him?
Nah.
Why?
Shit. The opportunity ain't never presented itself. Yeah.
You should hit him in the DM.
Yeah, I might.
Who haven't worked with that you want to work with?
Shit, like Mary J. Blige or something.
Mm.
Yeah, I want something like different. Like, I want to work with like legends.
All legends? Who are your top five legends?
I like August Alsina, bro. I don't know if niggas still rocking with August, but I definitely like August. August a legend. Drake a legend, for sure. Wayne a legend. Eminem a legend. YB and Amir a legend. Shit, it's like a handful of legends.
And who do you feel that is your number one, that like who can put you all the way on the map if you go do a drop a song with?
Shit, any one of them, I name for sure. Probably YB and Amir. If I made a song with YB and Amir and dropped that shit, it'd go crazy. Because niggas wouldn't be expecting it. So, shit. Song with YB and Amir for sure put me on the map.
So then why won't you make one with him?
The opportunity ain't presented itself.
Because you haven't called him and made a connection that you want to do a song with him?
Yeah, like we ain't never talk about like music. Man.
Well, he's out here in the valley.
Yeah.
I think that...
I just got to reach out.
I mean, you should, clearly. Yeah.
I just be staying to myself, bro. I'm a loner, so.
Are you?
I don't like leaving.
Are you depressed? You don't even seem happy right now.
Nah, I'm not depressed. I'm tired. I'm really tired. See, I've been up since like 10 o'clock at night. It's 11 a.m. right now.
Why have you been
up all night? My sleep schedule fucked up right now.
Why?
Oh, no. I had went out one night, and I stayed up. And you know, like, when you go out, like, and you stay up, like, just get thrown off with your sleep schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because actually, I was hitting at, what, like, 4 in the morning? So
yeah, I was wide awake. Mm-hmm.
You don't ever think about taking any prescriptions to go to sleep?
Nah. Hell no. Nah.
How do you feel about... prescription drugs and stuff like that? What do they do? What's Percocets and all those type of things?
Yeah, I don't do drugs. So I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like to hear that because a lot of these young rappers are mentally fried and they be like, you know, can't even think straight at all.
Yeah, nah. I stay away from drugs.
Do you drink?
Occasionally. I'm a social drinker. Like, I don't just sit and get drunk. I drink like on the case.
When do you feel that like you want to like turn up? What do you do? What's your turn up juice?
Shit, I just go outside. I go to the club. Oh, you said like my drink that I want when I want to turn up?
Yeah.
Shit, probably like 1942 or like Casamigos.
Yeah, that's the thing that everybody's drinking now, is the Casamigos. I don't drink, so I just wonder what everybody else drinks. Because I'd be like, you know, I turn up on
Shirley. I like Casamigos. Casamigos is my go-to for sure. Like, that's my number one go-to. But I take 1942.
Yeah, I take Shirley Temple, and I go big with it. I get the extra green tea, or what is it? What is this called?
Ain't that Shirley Temple or Sprite with a damn?
Yeah.
With the syrup in it?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my kickoff right there. That makes me go.
You drink green Shirley Temple?
No, I'm drinking no damn green Shirley Temple. The red. You put the cherry in the shit and then you stir it up.
I thought you said, what's that green? That's what you said.
No, the green machine?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
What strip clubs, when you go to the strip club, I've seen you in a strip club a lot of times. How much money do you normally spend on a strip club night?
Probably like no less than like 3,000.
Ooh, 3,000?
Yeah.
Oh, so you little baby trick daddy.
Nah, I ain't no trick daddy. It just be for entertainment, for real.
What's the entertainment? What do you mean?
Shit, just watching everybody smile, my partners and shit, putting a smile on their faces, just vibing, you know? That's what the strip club for. Throw money. If you go in a strip club and stand around, like, you should just stay at home.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, there's a lot of pervs in there who just like looking at the asses for free, you know what I'm saying? Shake something, and then they come to the section. Then you start getting nervous and shit because you know the lap dance comes with some money. So you be sitting there like, oh, man, like, damn, what should I do?
Yeah, no. I ain't never had sex with a stripper before. That's crazy.
You crazy as hell.
Never.
Never?
Ever had sex with a stripper.
Oh, well, you're missing out. Because I hear it's a good time.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of dudes who hit strippers, and you know what I'm saying? I heard they're a fun time. They doing the opera, you know, the split shit and doing all kind of weird shit, jumping on the wiener and all kind of things. You know?
Now, I just be real, like, protective, like, who I share my energy with, you know?
Well, actually, you have had sex with a stripper. Black China used to be a stripper at one point.
I'm talking about like an active stripper. Like that's actively like getting off the pole, going to wipe that motherfucker up, then coming to the house. Like, I ain't never did nothing like that. Like, I can count, I ain't gonna lie, I can count on like one hand how many times I had sex. Like, I'm like real protective who I like share my energy with. You know, my energy.
You can't count on one. If you don't knock that off right now, you cannot count on one hand how many times you have had sex.
Nah, I probably had sex like seven people. Like, I'm not saying seven times, but like seven people. I probably only had sex with like seven people.
I mean, that's a big jump. Because you start off, you know what I'm saying, when you were like 19 years old, you know, you had a grown woman.
Yeah.
Do you date more your age, or you date like older girls or younger girls? Like, what's your preference?
I like older girls, for real.
I mean, I believe it, but then, you know, then dream like, takes you back, though.
Like 35, like 35, 40 type shit.
And what makes you like a 35 or 40-year-old?
Shit, I mean, they done been through life already, you know, so, like, they know how to treat, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like me. And for the most part, like, older women be having their shit together, you know?
Yeah, so what is, I mean, the
young... Like, I know what I bring to the table. Like, I bring shit to the table as a, you know what I'm saying, as a young man like me. So I don't got time to be, like, dealing with a younger girl who trying to figure their life out, you know? Like, I feel like I got my life figured out enough right now, you know, for myself.
But 35 and 40, and you're 22, right?
Yeah.
When you come over here to the table, like, you're still very young. And
yeah.
So your mature level... is probably still at a different level from a 35 or 40-year-old. So she's probably already like, okay, well, you a baby. You still damn near fresh off Similac type shit.
I'm saying but I'm really mature, like, for my age, though. I don't feel like I'd have been through a lot of shit, you know?
What do you feel like? Why do you feel like you've been through a lot due to, like, past?
I have, like, yeah, like, everything. Like, past relationship, like, past, like, events that happened in my life, everything, like. I've been through a lot of shit, so like I really feel like I've grown up a lot. At my age that I am now, than I was like 18 and shit, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you've been in the spotlight for many years.
Yeah.
So that changes a lot of different things. You've been robbed before and everything else.
Right.
And so with you being robbed, do you have to move different?
I mean, it ain't really got nothing to do with like being robbed, like moving different, you know? I just move different in general. That come with like growing up, you know?
Mm-hmm. So for all
like
of,
if you got robbed, would you move different? Like,
I mean, if someone robs me, they're gonna be upset, number one. So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have a big chain on me. So y'all done sit here, you really blew it. You come robbing me. you gonna get a high five and a piece of bubble gum fucking around me.
Yeah. I mean, I move like how I move, so like I'm not really worried about nobody robbing me, you know.
What do you worry? What's your biggest fear?
Shit, not making it home. You know?
Do you ever worry about you just being in the rap world and stuff like that, and like just in general being a target?
I mean, yeah, everybody a target. Any successful man is a target for sure. Any successful black man for sure is a target. You targeted by the police. You targeted by niggas hating on you. Like, anybody with any type of success is a target. It don't really matter. You could be a rapper. You could be a damn dentist. I seen a damn dentist get shot. I seen a jeweler get shot. Like, you can be a damn, you can wash cars and be the most known car washing nigga in your neighborhood. And a nigga hate on you could. You know what I'm saying? For anything. So, like, anybody with any type of success is definitely got a target.
Yeah, that's true. For influence-wise, who influenced you the most?
As influenced me as far as, like, doing what? Like
your career.
Shit. Nobody, really. I ain't really got no influence.
There's never nobody that you really wanted to be like, take after. They help, like, your whole style.
Shit. I don't really know, for real. To be honest, Soulja Boy?
Soulja definitely paved the way for everybody.
For sure. Soulja, definitely a legend. Shit, probably fucking, I don't know. Probably Namir, for real.
Well, I'm glad you speak so highly of Namir.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I hope that you guys really get back in the booth and fix things, because you seem like you miss him.
Yeah, nah, we talk like on occasion, like, but we ain't never talk like on no music shit. Bro.
I know, but that's obviously, you obviously miss that, because you've mentioned Namir quite a few times, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, shit, like, he really, like, made a way for me, for real.
And now you're starting to realize all of this?
Nah, I ain't no son. Like, such thing is starting to realize. That's my partner. Like, I ain't got no problem with him.
No, I know. But since he made a way for you and you feel like he can make you a hit song, then what's the holdup? Why not talk about music?
Shit, like, I'm my own man at the end of the day. You know, I don't need nobody for nothing.
So, but your pride is what's basically holding you back from calling Namir.
And it ain't even my pride, shit. Like, I'm gonna die alone. Like, when I die, I'm gonna get put in the ground by myself, you know? So, like, I ain't putting my faith in nobody. Like, my faith in me. Shit, if I can't make something happen for myself, shit, I don't need it.
But then if you know that he can make something happen, because you just said earlier that he's a legend and that he can make things happen for you, then why not make a call? You said that would probably be your biggest hit.
Shit, I'm just not that type of nigga for real.
What's the type of nigga mean? What does that mean?
Like, I don't want to have to be dependent on somebody for me to be successful, you know? I can't depend on myself to be successful. I'm sure he understand that too, you know? Like,
but still that he could still make your situation better.
I ain't saying all that.
What are you saying then?
I'm just saying, like, if me and YB and Amir made a song again, like, it'll go crazy because it'll be some shit niggas wasn't expecting. Like, everybody from the outside looking in will probably think, like, we into it. Like, whole time, it ain't need nothing like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope you end up picking up the phone and making a call.
Yeah, sure.
If I ever see him, I'll let him know. He does live in the valley, so.
Yeah.
If I pass him by, I'll be like, hey, you know what? I interviewed Almighty and he wants to get back in the booth. You see how you are? You're so like mellow, so chill.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah. You have no turnip juice in you.
Be chilling for real.
Who's the best rapper out of Houston?
Like artist or rapper?
Well, Beyonce's artist.
Yeah, I was gonna say Beyonce.
So who's the best rapper?
Shit, number wise, shit. Probably Travis Scott.
Mm. And have you ever thought Travis Scott about him putting you on?
Nah, I don't need nobody to put me on.
It's not about putting you on. I'm just saying, like, you know, doing.
Would I make a song with Travis Scott? Hell yeah, I would.
And you haven't ever reached out to him, huh?
Nah. Mm-hmm. I seen Travis like on like multiple occasions and shit. Me and Travis cool, but like I don't be trying to force like shit with everybody. Like if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. If it's not gonna happen, then it is what it is.
Do you think the Astro World would ever happen again in Texas?
With like the right security measures set up, yeah, I can see it. I can see them letting it happen again.
You think that they'll still enforce it? I mean, you think like in the next couple of years it'll happen, or you think it's too, like, how do you think that whole situation will ever play for Travis in coming back to Texas and performing?
I mean, he from here, so it can't never stop Travis from performing like where he from, born and raised. But as far as like the Astro Rail shit, as long as it's like, I'm sure they're gonna have like a whole different preparation, you know, a whole different layout for it now from the tragedy that happened at the last one. But I'm sure they'll make sure it won't ever happen again.
Yeah. And all the gun violence, you know, you just in Texas, they just had that, you know, shooting at the school and everything else. How do you feel about you being able to have a gun so young in Texas?
I mean, that's a right, you know. I like Texas gun laws. I mean, it's just, it ain't got nothing to do with a gun law. How somebody handle their firearm when they got one, you know? So if somebody goes shoot up a school or do some dumb shit with a gun, that's the person itself. That ain't got nothing to do with the law. Shit, I own firearms legally. So, I mean, I'm not shooting up no school or doing no dumb shit with mine.
So, but at an 18-year-old, though, and an 18-year-old being allowed to have a gun, don't you find it's a little bit problematic? Because even you yourself, you said that there was a big difference from you being 18, 19, where your mind frame was as to being 22 now.
I mean, shit. I mean, 18-year-old need to protect themselves, right? Shit. I got robbed when I was 18. I wish I had a gun to protect myself at when I was there. So, shit. I don't see no problem with no 18-year-old protecting themselves. Like, with a firearm.
But mentally, though, as far as them even protecting themselves mentally at 18, do you think mentally, even with you being robbed at 18, luckily you didn't have a gun because you'll probably be in a way different situation than you are now, right?
Possibly, yeah.
So don't you think that as far as mentally, though, that the gun laws should go up as far as age?
Me personally, no.
You think that 18 should be, what age do you think?
I think 18 is a perfect age. I just think they need to, it don't need to be like so easy to get a gun. Like you can get a gun in Texas with a driver's license or with an ID. As long as you say 18 on it, you can walk in the store and get a gun. Like I do think they need to make it harder to get a gun, you know, but you should still be able to get a gun at 18. It just need to be harder.
Like harder. Why? What do you think they have to go through? A mental check? Like what?
Like a mental check. Like, because now you can just get a gun. If you ain't got no background, you got an ID that say 18, you can get a gun. I don't think it should be that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like a mental check, yeah, like.
And so you living in Texas, are you fearful about your kid ever going to school in Texas?
No.
It is just what
you realize. That only happened at, nah, never mind.
What were you gonna say?
I ain't trying to say nothing. I ain't trying to say nothing that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, be somewhere it ain't. So
what does that mean?
Yeah, nah. It's only like certain situations when that, like a school shooting or something happened. Like, so
certain people blame shootings that happen on rap music.
That's false.
Some politicians feel that rap music is the cause of the mass shootings.
As far as...
No, they just said like different shootings happen because people listen to rap music and rap music make people enraged.
Shit. I don't know. Possibly. I don't know.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think that rap music makes people enraged, but you know.
Me either. It don't make me mad when I listen to rap music. Shit. I don't want to go do nothing crazy, but to each his own.
Yep. Well, Almighty, I have to go, and I appreciate you. You're definitely something special.
Thank you.
I hope that you do everything that you want to do, and I'm very feel that you're definitely a blessed person.
Right.
And I hope that you honestly fix things in all the situations with you and Namir, that you guys can start making hits again, because that was some great music. I appreciate you coming on to It's Tricky.
Why you laugh when you said that?
No, I was just laughing at you, and I was just laughing at you, period. I'm like, you're really a Texas dude. That's how all guys in Texas are.
Yeah, I'm just open and honest about everything.
No, you're not. The whole interview.
Lied to you that way.
Half the interview was full of shit. You were sitting there telling me that you didn't hit Dream Doll, you didn't hit Black China, you ain't been in relationships. You were sitting there hitting me with the gas in my back, and I know all the juice.
Nah.
I didn't see you with all these people publicly.
Nah.
And you sat here and you just decided to hit me with the gas real quick. You denounced everything. You picked today to just say, fuck everybody, fuck out, the fuck all of them.
Nah, I ain't say fuck them. Same.
You just said that you didn't want to talk because there's relationship wise and that type of shit.
Yeah.
Which I can respect though, because you know, then people will be like, okay, why is he bringing me back in interviews and all this
right,
and that
like
type of
4 years later and shit. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah. And then your new boos get mad. Like, what are you talking about that girl for?
I mean, I ain't got no new boo. So shit, ain't really can't nobody get mad.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
But somebody in Texas is going to feel some type of way that you say you have no boo and she's hitting you.
I'll tell you, I'm not sexually active right now.
yeah, okay. I guess you just have fun time, so by yourself.
Yeah. Now, I be with like females and shit, but I'm not sexually active. Like, I'm practicing celibacy for real.
And how long have you been practicing celibacy for?
Like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been celibate in real life?
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
So in the morning time, when you know what I'm saying? When you wake up and you roll over, you just decide to just go back to sleep and just say, oh, forget it? And you're 22 Basically. Years old, so you haven't popped nothing since you've been 20.
Sure.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
Damn. Well, that's why you've been sitting here so mellow in the whole meeting. That's why you've been so sitting there so chilling.
Yeah. I just learned how to like cope with stuff, you know? Without having to use drugs or like sex, you know what I'm saying?
So you just cope with just being, what is the reason you're being celibate for?
Shit, I ain't found nobody that just deserve my energy for real. You know, like when you have sex with somebody, it's just like y'all's energies combine and shit, bro. I feel like every female toxic, they just won't admit they toxic, bro. And I just can't have sex with somebody. I feel like they toxic energy gonna rub off on me and I ain't got time for that.
So you just rather just sit here and just do nothing and just have fun and by yourself?
Yeah. No, I have fun with females. I just don't have sex with them. Like, I go out and shit with females. Like, I can kick it. Like, a girl could come to my house and we could chill type shit. You know, like, But like, I'm not laying down with them having sex with them. I haven't had sex in 2 years.
That's a rough time to be 22 years old and decide to just stop hitting honeys.
I mean, it's rough for people that feel like they need sex in their life to live. Like, I don't need sex. Like,
so you can just, what do you want to turn into, a priest?
Nah, that ain't really like no priest for real shit.
Like, is it religion based? You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, that's just something I just did on my own.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's, I mean, actually, that's really good though, that if you can say celibate for 2 years, technically, yeah, a lot of people should be celibate. I mean, it's better than, actually, celibacy works for you because therefore, you know, you don't use condoms. So hell, at least you're protecting right. yourself. So that's actually a good idea.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I'm about to let you go. Stay celibate yeah. for very, very long.
Gotcha.
All right. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, Rockhead. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye.